If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Yes, Queen.
Daily Shower.
The Daily Shower.
The Jewish Apocalypse.
Thank you, Alexander. It's The Daily Show at 1075. Yeah, okay. I don't have any opening banter. I forgot to think of something. Like, maybe I should other than, like, country music is all trash, stop coping.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could do the novelty take that I did on Prep Again.
Well, I also did it
before.
Who's defending country music?
Oh, I'm just sorry. I'm trying not to really participate in like the redhead fudge rounds guy. That's apparently like the thing to fight about now. It's like so stupid. I mean,
well, here's what's not stupid though, or here's what's worth talking about.
The fact that like that's all the Jews have to do to like start a fight on Telegram now.
Well, that's also what talked about on Strike and Mike is how they insert these little things. None of this is organic, just so you understand. Like I said, Jason Aldean and that song, which was written by four people that weren't him and then he performed it, was a more organic song than the Anthony Oliver or Oliver Anthony, whatever, whichever way it goes. I don't know which way the two first names that this guy has goes. That was more authentic of a song. And also, because that actually had kind of a racial element to it in terms of talking about behavior that was unquestionably – let me finish my point. Yeah. It's unquestionably associated with blacks. Conservatives didn't leap to Jason Aldean's defense. The shit was just banned. Now, he himself cucked out and said he would remove all the BLM footage or whatever. But it's just banned. You just can't listen to it. It's not on Country Music Channel or whatever. So that – and conservatives maybe said something, but they didn't stick up for that. And the reason was nobody was paying them. One, they don't actually want something that legitimately is accusing blacks of being criminals in their thing. But two, no one's paying them. The Anthony Oliver thing, Anthony Oliver is a constructed persona. The whole idea of him and that song was invented by this social media influencing company. And all of these people, including Matt Walsh, were simply paid to promote it.
That's what I wanted to focus on, Matt Walsh. I feel like there's something that
sounds about right.
That hasn't been addressed. Also, like he's got there's now right on the heels of that, there's like leaked audio of Matt Walsh doing a heckin' racism. Like in the background of something, talking about racial separation. So it's like, but what this song, thing proves,
it seems that there is some kind of op going on. And I don't know exactly who's doing it. I was assuming this was possibly infighting between DeSantis and Trump camps of like, because obviously people involved in these campaigns and movements would know each other, have histories and have texts, like unfortunate text message histories with each other. And so they out Pedro, then they out Hanania. And I was like, is this some kind of like behind the scenes intrigue in the conservative movement, or is there some like libtard effort to do this? Because if now they've got Matt Walsh doing a racism, is there like a concentrated effort by libtards to like nail these conservative commentators on what everybody knows they're saying and thinking behind the scenes, but you know, they're not getting paid because they're just shills. They're not getting paid to say them. I don't know.
Well, Matt Walsh is just he's just being promoted as a heckin' racist Republican you can trust and follow. It's pretty obvious what he's doing. Like, right. I don't think this was leaked by Enemy. I think they leaked it for credibility.
That's another question.
New leaked audio of Matt Walsh arguing with his co-host how you can't separate race and culture, and how Mexicans can never be Americans or white. He goes on to mock indigenous genocide and boast about the superiority of white culture and society. I'm not going to listen to it, but it's like he's not going to lose his job for that stuff. He's going to keep being Matt Walsh on Twitter. He's going to keep being promoted. He's going to keep being the guy that sends you the AstroTurf. He's going to keep being AstroTurfed. And they're trying to do like a heckin' Donald Trump. And I keep saying heckin' because all this shit is fake and gay. But what's so stunning about all this is it just shows the one thing you can get is it shows how people are fucking desperate for a voice to speak from them, because there is no democracy in this country if you're white. Right. And they are people that are like hyper aware politically, but they're, you know, anonymous or whatever. Like, they are so, you cannot, like, you will separate them from their fucking AstroTurf gay op. You will separate it from their cold, dead hands. Like, people embrace these AstroTurf attempts so willingly, and they're so married to them. I see people doing this. It's incredible. I was like, you know, it's impossible to see where the op begins and where it ends.
This is why people need to get off social media. Once you're not on it, you don't give any fucks about you're not invested in this shit. People need to get with us.
People need to understand that, like, if you are a white person and you lack a voice, like, the voice is, like, talking to me on Skype right now, the person that speaks for you. We have to get one unified voice together to fight this fucking evil off, because it's, you're not going to win with country songs and Matt Walsh talking about the age of consent.
Right.
And Mexicans. These like, things these are... things are all, like, it's like, did you not live through Donald Trump? They already did, like, the biggest con to white politically aware men has already been done. 2016, the 2016 Trump campaign and his resulting presidency was already the biggest con they could possibly do, where they pretend to have your voice. He unleashed, unwittingly, sort of, as a side effect, this entire scene of people that are whites that are demanding a political voice from somewhere. It's already happened once, and every time it happens again from one of these kosher sources, stop falling for it. That's what gets me. I'm not done yet. Like, the Matt Walsh, I can't find the original tweet, but when he was first promoting the redhead with the fudge rounds guy, he said what excites people about this song is that it's not political. It's like, no! It is political. The politics is what has people excited about the song. People are projecting their political desires onto the song and pretending that it's an anthem for their disenfranchisement and for their fight against for their struggle. It's not those things. But the fact that he promotes it as it's just an organic, down-to-earth, da-da-da-da, it's like, no, it's not. It is political 100%. It's pseudo-racial political, because there's a race of people in this country. The people that are the majority of this country are not represented by anything in the system. They are systematically oppressed and excluded from any advancement into the upper rungs of the societal ladder, the socioeconomic ladder. Like, you are actively being kept out of things. Men like Matt Walsh are going on making sure that that shit keeps happening through these kind of phony populist gay ops. It's all phony. It's all fucking phony. But people are desperately clamoring for something. They're so desperate for a fucking unifying voice for us that they are just willing to fall. There are people that are willing to fall for
People, and the problem is, and this has been a consistent problem, we've been in a consistent fight with these people, of people who would think that, like, there's something, there's like a W for white people in, like, conservative movement, obviously shilling ops, or there's a few different camps within it. It's people who either just fall for it, or people who say, like, don't attack it and counter signal it because it's actually, like, reaching people or something like that. You know, the Oliver Anthony song doesn't have that many views. It's like, hasn't hit a million yet, even. And objectively, I'm sorry to tell you people, objectively, that shit was created by, like, a guy that runs a right wing a company called, I think it's called, like, Influencer, he basically rounds up all the people, all the conservative influencers on Twitter and other platforms, and they're just paid to promote content. And in fact,
does he tell them to record all their songs using a really aggressive version of large hall reverb?
Probably they did, because that video of him standing in the woods singing the song, he was recruited to do that.
I actually
and the guy that recruited him said he did it on Twitter.
And it's like it's the same exact vocals each time with like the excessive amounts of verb. So it sounds like he's inside a fucking cathedral or something.
I didn't listen to it.
You should.
No, I just saw it was happening. And I saw his face and his stupid resonator, and I was like, I don't have to listen to this. I know what this is,
dude.
And I watched.
Try that in a small town is like way better. Of a song.
I watched the video of him like being a libertarian faggot. Oh, what do I do now? It's not the song. It's a masterpiece. It's y'all. I'm like, fuck off.
Dude, the whole thing is fake. Just so everyone understands, that guy is basically an actor.
Go back to drinking.
I also have a little bit of bias because they're like trying to portray this as like Farmville, Virginia. You know, it's real rural. And I'm like, now wait.
It's all contrived. Like Matt Walsh even says, like his initial tweet, the guy that like Stryker shared this tweet with me of a guy who had found tweets by the promoter.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
From this I could find them again and we'll get these exact names. We did it on Strike and Mike yesterday too. I should know all these things. But the guy who found him was like bragging about it and saying he recruited him and like asked him to record this song. And they said, and then it became a sensation overnight. No, Matt Walsh and everybody promoting it was paid. That's what makes his statement about this is a truly authentic, like the thing that's great about this is just one man alone in the woods with a guitar, like singing his soul out or something.
No,
like,
that's what sucks about it.
That shit is fake and contrived, and you were paid to write that shit.
Listen to me.
You were paid to write that shit.
Imagine if Zionist Jews and their butt boys responded to our political agitation by saying, like, you know what? I'm just gonna hide in the woods with my mouth harp. With my Jewish harp, but I'm going to hide because I can't stand to be around. I can't stand to live in this anti-Semitic, racist country anymore with all these Nazis. Wouldn't you just like celebrate that? Oh man, all the Jews are going to go live in the woods and leave us alone. That's great. Maybe hopefully they'll die out there. Among the possible scenarios, that's like one on the top. That's like imagine if every Jew and nigger would like self-deport into the wilderness, never to be seen again, because they're just so triggered by your natural racism and anti-Semitism, like, that would be great. Why should you embrace... So it's like, if you find that absurd, then why are you, like, is this not absurd? I don't like when I make a point like that and you're just still reading stuff. You're not reacting
to
me.
Oh, no, I'm listening to what you're saying. Oh, now you know how I feel. But I'm listening to what you're saying, but here's what I'm laughing at.
You can monologue. I need the dialogue. I'm not as good as you at that, so I need your support. I'm once again asking for your rhetorical support.
I was about to support you. You didn't let me finish supporting you. As I was searching for that tweet to get the names of these various characters involved in this fiasco, I saw, like, in one of these chats, Stryker is also saying, like, I'll bet you Matt Walsh leaked that shit himself.
Yeah, of course he did.
It's like a lot of people are coming to this conclusion.
Charlie Kirk is talking about racial stuff now, too. Like, the entire, like, we predicted this years ago. Mm-hmm. That this, like, that you're going to see, like, a kosher heckin' racism, like, gin up again.
Because these conservative things
aren't going to be able to survive if they're not paying lip service to certain talking points of ours.
And basically, there might even be, and this is a high-level conspiracy theorizing, I don't have any evidence, there might even be an effort to put out secrets about all these conservative influencers being racist behind the scenes. Like the Hanania thing, the Pedro thing, the Walsh thing, maybe these things were put out to give these guys cred. Maybe that's what it was. That, and they're not going to be canceled because of that. And so they did, now these guys, it's like, because the whole, remember, the, like, a lot, one thing people definitely fall for, and we lecture against it, is like, the based behind the scenes guy, the guy hiding his power level shit. And my thing is like, no, no one's hiding their power level. Power level is their public persona.
Yeah.
Because that's the amount that they're willing, that's what they're willing to
the power
say
level
publicly.
Is, the power
that's
level
how
is,
you should treat them.
The power level is
like,
the apology.
I don't care what they say privately.
When they get exposed, like, the power level is the apology. Like, Richard Hanania, why I used to suck and hopefully I won't anymore. It's like, that's his power level. He sucks. Pedro Gonzalez.
He even sucked.
Pedro Gonzalez,
racist.
Like, he has a mind virus. You know, he's just a, he's mauled. Right. What do you say? Right. I'm malding. I'm extremely online and I talk about it. It's like, that's his public persona, that he believes that, like, his malding about Jews was pointless.
Yes,
but I have another Matt Walsh tweet about this. One interesting thing
even
about,
if he doesn't believe that, sorry, before okay. before we press forward, sure. even if he doesn't believe it and he's saying it just to go along, to get along, treat him as if that's what he believes. I treat these people like they're what their public persona is, because that's what they're putting out to the world. I don't do the secret, and I know that they're racist behind the scenes, because so is fucking
everybody. Is.
So shut up. Like, the question is, what are you willing to talk about and do? And I guarantee you, oh, even this Anthony Oliver character apparently was liking memes about, like, Jews in 9/11 and USS Liberty shit, like, 4 years ago. They dug that up. But his persona is, oh, man, y'all should be tolerant and loving of the people that live near you, particular people that look different from you. That's the country
I'm I'm increasingly intolerant, like, of, like, aw shucks conservatism. Like, you're not the salt of the earth, you're rubes. The reason you fall, the reason they keep farming this stuff is they're the peasants that literally need someone.
No, but I disagree with you. The peasants actually don't buy it. The people that buy it are fucking people that are pretending to be intellectuals that are playing a fucking costume game role. Like, the people that are, even
you're saying
the people
I'm looking
angry
at, the wrong,
at us for our take on this are pretending to be something they're not. They're actually just fucking middle class nerds.
Point taken. Okay. Rant
canceled. No, I think I agree with both of you.
But I don't get a chance to trigger, like, haters with my...
The commenters are rubes, though. They actually are rubes.
No, our commenters are all solid. They're our friends.
Not our commenters.
They know what they're talking about.
I said commoners.
Oh, commoners. I said commenters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Commenters. I was like, don't do the bit of, like, pissing off our entire audience right now, please.
No.
But, like,
you should never be pissed at something I'm saying if you're in the audience, because you're in the audience because you're not one of these people. That's what was so frustrating about Fuck Your Small Business. Like, I wasn't talking to anybody here. I was talking to, like, hater people.
Yeah. Okay.
Or anything
Jason,
like that.
Okay, here we go. Jason Howerton is the name of the guy who says this.
You know,
and
that
there's
name
really
for
no
some
way you can get around this.
Any relation to Always Sunny? And Jason Howerton. Was that guy's name? Ron Howerton? No, that's Ron
Something
Howard.
Like that.
What is his name?
Whatever.
Glenn Howerton?
Glenn Howerton, Ron McElhenney.
Yeah,
Charlie
that's
Day.
So this guy is the CEO of Reach.
Now I want to talk about Glenn Howerton. I don't care. Or now I want to talk about Always Sunny.
No.
Because that's the implication.
That's
the implication.
Right. You know what?
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We're having a fun. All right. I'll do the show.
All right. So Jason Howerton is, just so for people that didn't listen to Strike Your Mic, he is the CEO of Reach Digital. He says, I've helped grow media companies and political influencers. I've helped to grow media companies and political influencers grow their social media footprint. Bro, have you helped yourself with the English language?
Copy editing.
Yeah, right? That's like just the general low level of everything these days. Anyway, over the course of a decade, I've developed a replicable monetization strategy that has created tens of millions of dollars in new revenue for companies and clients. I'm just getting started. Then he says this. Oliver was about 30 days sober when someone reached out and asked him to come record a song for his YouTube channel.
Was it Dylan Mulvaney?
That song was Richmond, North of Richmond. Within days, the song was going viral on social media. So that's Jason Howerton telling you,
he was so
that was me.
He was so disgusted with Bud Light, he went totally sober. That's his backstory. Yeah. I'll never drink it again. I'm going to do a hundred rounds. No chaser.
Now, Jason Howerton, yes.
It sounds like he was recruited to come into a studio to record. Did he write the song?
I think he maybe very had written the song.
I don't think we need to retread this entire thing. Like, this was on Strike and Mike. Listen to Strike and Mike. Like, this whole thing was manufactured, just put together. Somebody paid for the recording, and somebody turfed it into it. And then Matt
putting
Walsh
this together in my head, like, so I just want to talk about Matt Walsh. And then somebody is like, "Hey, could you come to the studio? We want to record a song."
Yeah. Like, but, now, I'll just say this: it's possible that like he had already written the song, and they picked him up, or they found and like this is something because it's like basically dumb libertarian crap. Like this is something that we can promote. And so
that's what I want to talk
about.
But
the promotion of it, the viral nature of it is entirely manufactured. It's not a good song. It's an annoying song with dumb lyrics, and it doesn't speak to anything authentic. It's fake. And because of that, the reason you know this is because people like Matt Walsh like it or pretend to like it because somebody paid them. But one thing I'll tell you, even if you like the song, that's fine. You can like the song.
Okay.
The issue is, though,
like my songs.
You probably should. But Album of Color.
You don't have to guess if my songs are gay or based or not.
I'm telling you, like the Jason Aldean song is like actually legitimately just a better song.
Well, that had its finger on the pulse of what's going on. At least that showed. And I mean,
at least he was talking about black.
He got canceled. Okay. And he immediately like tucked his tail and like apologized and did the whole
and
bit.
No,
but it's
conservatives
like,
stood up for him,
right? But at least that was actually had like rhetorical point. Like, this guy's talking about food stamps. And like, without saying nigger, like you're talking about, like who was 5'3", 300 pounds and eating fudge rounds? Shaniqua? Or are you talking about beaners? Or are you talking about like yourself? Like, get the fuck out of here. Because then, like with Matt Walsh, so he promotes it.
But
in
that's
one,
also not what's holding down the white working man.
Right. That's what I'm getting. Like Matt Walsh, like in one tweet, he talks about what unifies people around the song is it's not political, which is totally just false. And then he goes on to explain to me the politics of why people are rallying around the song. In another tweet, he says
they're not rallying around it either.
But this is one interesting thing about Richmond, north of Richmond, is that he rightly attacks the welfare state. Many conservatives think that it isn't populist to criticize entitlements. But in reality, blue-collar Americans are sick of having their money stolen to prop up a system that functions as nothing more than a vote-buying scheme for Democrats. Is that what they're sick of? I think people are...
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
I'm probably sick of not getting anything out of the system and the perception they're paying. Yeah. They're probably not paying into it. If you're a blue collar working man in like fucking West Virginia where this guy's from, you're probably below the income tax level where you're paying into the system. You're not getting anything about it. But you're
paying into it somewhat. But again,
the implication that poor whites there shouldn't have a welfare state to keep them afloat?
Oh, yeah, no, they should get it.
Get the fuck out of here.
They should be getting some kind of welfare state for them. Yeah,
true. He says, go up to any guy at any bar in any blue-collar part of the country and ask him what he thinks of entitlements. He'll say exactly what Anthony says in the song. I don't think he will. That's what, like, Rush Limbaugh
like,
wants
you
to believe.
What are you talking about?
That's what the conservative movement has wanted you to think for a couple of decades, that the salt of the earth blue-collar working-class guy at a bar.
Ask him what he thinks of niggers.
He would probably say that they shouldn't be getting entitlements, but I should. And he's right.
Well, the thing is, to the extent, here's the thing Matt Walsh won't tell you. To the extent there is a movement or a thought process or a mindset against a welfare state amongst this type of people, it's entirely racial. It's entirely racial. But the fact is that him saying, like, I'm working my fingers to the bone, I'm getting screwed over because I'm having to pay taxes and somebody fat is eating a donut for free. That is just not actually what is going through the mind of like a beaten down white man.
I'm
going to
say,
generally speaking, that is not top of the list of his concerns.
I'm going to say that a working class white American got a massive tax refund every year.
Okay,
if you're below the average income, the average annual income, and you're a W-2 worker, you're not paying taxes. The people, I think, like the bottom 52% of income earners do not pay income taxes.
That is absolutely not fucking true. To not pay income tax, you have to make less than $14,000 a year.
They
just don't pay a lot.
No, there's a lot of deductions and entitlements and weird things that happen. Look, in the code, like if you go to H&R Block, you're getting all your tax money back
or 40
and more.
Grand on a W-2, you're paying income tax. You are.
If you're like, single, you don't.
Because the point you're trying to make, like the tech, because you're kind of wrong about that. But the point you're trying to make is that like being overtaxed really isn't the fundamental.
No, that's not the problem. The people that complain about being overtaxed are like big business Republican faggots,
right?
And they want to, and they want to put that false consciousness about you. Well, what about the poor big businessman who's paying all his money in taxes instead of fuck
that's
you?
That's a Republican thing. Like,
That's a Republican fucking like parlor trick that they've been doing since the 90s, and it's gay and it's wrong.
That's not to say that like. If you're making more than 14 grand, you're paying some kind of income tax, but it doesn't, that's not, people don't feel like that's what's whole. Look, you can look it up or whatever. But we just ask, because Alex is poor. We don't pay him shit. So what, did you pay income tax this year?
I mean, I do okay with the public support for my poor ass working class self.
Okay. 40% of total households pay no federal income tax. 40%, not 50. Sorry.
Well, that's heavily, heavily means tested to exclude white people from that. Just to understand, there is an unfairness element.
This
is
interesting.
It's
actually dynamic. Dynamic. I used to be right, and now I'm not. It was 59% in 2020, 56% in 2021, and it's only 40% for 2022. Thanks, Biden.
Oh, well, they're clawing back the gains that people made during COVID.
Yeah, I guess so.
The amount that household debt went down during COVID was highly upsetting to Jews. They have clawed all that wealth back from white America. They have just absolutely ripped it right back out of your hands with inflation and a bunch of other shit. But this is now a total distraction from the point. Actually being overtaxed.
Wait, I have that microphone you're singing into.
The average complaint. That is kind of my point. Right, you know what?
Alex ran you right over. How the tables have turned. I'm sorry, go ahead. So being overtaxed is not, basically, that's what you're saying.
When's the last time you actually heard an authentic... Also, here's another thing we could actually break down and analyze. This obsession in America with like some kind of authenticity, but then always the people that are obsessed with it settle for these simulacrums and these facsimiles of something authentic. Mm-hmm. You know what authentic is? It's just a normal person.
Yeah.
Do you walk around thinking that there's something really fake about yourself? And this is a rhetorical question for everybody in America. Do you think like, is there something, I'm the one that's not authentic. Just living my life as I've lived it, just naturally doing the things I do. I'm sort of fake or something like that. There's something, and I think a lot of people maybe have that feeling because everything in America is fucking fake and contrived. And so, but then you take like costume party people doing cosplay, which is what the Anthony Oliver is doing, and you're like, that's all real country boy. And it's like, no.
Matt Walsh is talking about that thing here on his Twitter timeline.
Matt Walsh is totally fake. He's an ultimate
fake. Most music is essentially computer generated. Movies are CGI. The news is fake. Most of what you see on social media is fake. AI, Photoshop, deepfakes, etc. We crave authenticity because we don't have nearly enough of it. Well, maybe it's because you're fake, Matt.
Well, you are actually
maybe
fake.
Maybe that's the problem.
Your fucking quest for authenticity is itself fucking fake. And what you have put in front of people, and the thing that makes it even more disgusting, is that he didn't get fooled. He's a liar. He was paid to promote that. Because that company, Reach Digital, works with this other company that we read another article yesterday on Strike and Mike about that had this big meeting where like every single one of these conservative Twitter celebrities was there and was basically recruited to be out there to be paid to promote these memes. And even though we don't want to talk about this guy, Nick Fuentes, a lot of groypers were doing this where they were getting like small dollar amounts to promote certain narratives and memes from this Reach Digital or this other company influencer or whatever. And they got stuff coming across their desk, which was, you want to be attacking Nick Fuentes. That's the directive for this week. And they went and they told Fuentes, and he exposed that shit was going on. And so it's like, That's what you're looking at on Twitter.
Here's
particularly
Matt.
On right-wing Twitter. It's all fake. It's all paid for. Yeah, there's no point. This is why I don't lament not being on that platform anymore, because you're not. It's not real.
It's completely
particularly
useless.
Particularly in the conservative universe. No.
I've got a Matt Walsh tweet where he's turning into Rod Dreher.
Okay.
He's doing the Rod Dreher bit.
Always has been.
One interesting thing about Richmond, north of Richmond, is that he rightly attacks the welfare state. Many conservatives think that it isn't populist.
Jesse just read that.
Just read that, asshole. Yeah.
Okay, but
no one's listening to each other.
Go up to any guy at any bar in any blue-collar part of the country. It's like places where Matt Walsh would never,
the audience
literally
has already
never
heard
go.
That and respond.
Well, let Alex get his bit in there. I want his reaction, though. What did you say about it?
Places that Matt Walsh will never go. He's not going to go to a blue-collar bar. He's never been to a blue-collar bar. He's like Rod Dreher. It's like, you know, I've invented this fictional conservative character in my mind who drinks beer at bars and hates the welfare.
It's all fake.
Do bars have signs outside? Do bars have signs outside saying what kind of collar you have to wear to come in? It's like no backwards hats, no saggy jeans.
Yeah, you better not
blue collars only.
Like a white collar. I mean, even if that's just a shirt you wore that day.
The reality is that white rural America is so impoverished they don't even have bars to go to.
Yeah, as I say, what's a blue collar bar?
Everyone has this fiction in their head of what the American public outside of the city is like. Even in the city, they just have no idea what the fuck is going on because everyone is holed up. Everyone's holed up in their digital world.
Influencers live in New York City or Palm Beach or something like that.
Do they really think that the rest of the rural conservative culture out there in America, it's welders and construction workers, and they're all driving their pickup trucks to the local honky tonk and then drinking some beer?
No, it's a mulatto stud farm out there,
else. That's just a cosplay they'd like to engage in.
It's just that there's also along with the model stud farm, there's also the very sad reality of opiate abuse among working class whites that have had the door slammed to their future in their face.
There's many sad realities about actual white rural life in America today, and it's not pretty. But it also kind of reminds me of Bo. Remember Bo, where he's well, now, you know, one of the reasons country folk don't seek hospital care as much is because, you know, I got, you know, we're far away from civilization out here, and I got, an emergency medical bag. I was like, fuck you.
I've got
fuck
my own emergency room. Yeah.
More white people in the country do not have some kind of emergency medical bag and emergency medical skills. No, they just don't have services because the government hates them. That's what's
That's
going on.
It, yeah.
The government and big business kikes hate them, so they've taken their hospitals away.
And then
they
what happens?
Have a bug out bag with emergency medical. No, they just die.
What happens is eventually your area or your state or your city will or your county will get flooded with enough migigrants or niggers that they'll actually add some services to that area for them. But then they realize they inadvertently are serving you too. They'll find a hi guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now. Way to stop doing that eventually. The state of Pennsylvania just passed free school lunch statewide. And I'm like, I know, right now, you're inadvertently giving my kids free food in their white school district. I'm sure they'll get around to some kind of means test or funding threshold that you have to be below for this to be that, so that it can only go to niggers in Philadelphia or wherever the hell else they are. Yeah. But then again, there's so many beaners and niggers all over the state in places you wouldn't expect. They might have to be too granular and detailed in that. Yeah, but it's like,
they spread them out sufficiently now.
If they can figure out a way to say that my school district is too rich, you better believe. Or if I was running the school district, I would just be like, well, we're gonna have to prepare the worst slot possible so that no parent will let their kids eat it, which is probably what they would. It's probably what they're gonna do. But it's like you have no services; they hate you. Any service they come up with, any welfare state they do manage to assemble, is not for you to use, right?
And whatever, that's also the other thing, whatever resentments there are about the welfare state amongst whites is fundamentally coming from that racial antagonism mm-hmm. that is created by it. And that's another thing that conservatives won't talk about. Because, frankly, when you talk about a fat person slamming donuts at Walmart, I hate to tell you this, people, but if you go to rural America, that person could easily be white.
That person is 80% of the population.
And so, like, who are you talking about? Like, when you simply just say a fat person slamming donuts, sure, you could maybe hear beaner or nigger if you wanted to, but you will find plenty of people that are white that are like that in not just rural America. I mean,
it's interesting.
That's the country we live in. That's the truth, and people don't like the truth, and that's why they get angry at me.
Is this supposed to be like the blue-collar grievance? Like, man, it's these fat people, and they get their SNAP benefits, and they buy fudge rounds.
Dude.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
First of all, a lot of white people are on SNAP or food stamps.
Not anymore.
And a lot of them are fucking fat.
They shut a lot of that down after COVID.
There's a lot of fat white people in this country. It's true.
The likelihood that you're white and on SNAP still like went down precipitously a few months ago when they declared the end of the COVID emergency.
Which was a racial attack on white people.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And why didn't it would have been more authentic for Anthony Oliver to have put a lyric in his song about how his family was on SNAP and then the state came around and cut him off while still giving it to beaners and niggers. That is a story I've heard from our supporters multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, like, what if you just, like, who are the rich men north of Richmond?
What about rich men in fucking Palm Beach?
Yeah, I was going to say, what about south of Richmond? I consider
there's
doing
plenty of them south of Richmond too. That's another reason these faggots liked it, because it kind of excludes the whole Ron DeSantis thing.
And Donald Trump, give me a break. Mar-a-Lago is south of Richmond. But I was tempted for a moment to do south of Richmond, like the South of Heaven Slayer cover. It would be by Sailor. Like Steve Sailor. But why spend time on something like that? Yeah. It's just like dumb, like south of Richmond.
I thought initially the song was called Rich Men of Richmond, and I was like, why Richmond?
Because you're from Virginia.
Really bad going on there?
Virginia, overall, or whatever. It's because of this stupid fucking like regional identity bullshit.
Yeah, he's also tapping into regional identity crap, and of course
that doesn't work. You're in fucking Farmville. Hamden Sydney College is there. You're basically in Nova, you fucking fag.
Oh, so he's in. Oh, okay, see, yeah.
Regional identity is now like, it's like, which Walmart do you go to? That's your regional identity.
Well, that's actually what I even said this on
Strike
Mike.
Virginia,
I said, yeah,
he's in Farmville.
This guy, I guarantee you, this guy lives in a house someplace and just like drives every week to a big box store to get the stuff he needs for the week and then goes back home.
Before someone takes it the wrong way, like, I do that too, but I don't like make a thing out of it.
Well, that's
what everyone does. That's another thing.
Everybody does that no matter where you fucking live and what state you live. Everyone does that shit.
Because everyone's poor.
Everybody goes to Walmart.
Because you're poor. We're all poor. We're being destroyed as a people in our own nation. Yes. We're being economically hollowed out and wrecked.
Shit there is cheap. And we need stuff. And it's cheap there. And everybody goes because you need to stretch a dollar. That's true. That's just the truth.
What we need is price fixing.
Sorry.
And harsh anti-capitalist national measures to destroy business.
Yes. Yes.
Large and small. Yes. All of it. Fuck all your business.
Fuck all business.
Fuck all business.
Fuck all business. But the thing is, the fight that's going on about this.
What is the controversy? What is the fight here?
The controversy is that some people actually exposed that this was fake, and the people that were paid to promote it are calling them like conspiracy theorists and saying that they hate the working class for exposing that this was fake.
I hate the working class.
It's
you know why I hate the working class? Because it's imaginary. Because it's a figment of your imagination. It's the next big normie. There's no working class.
I hate the figment of the working class that you have in your imagination that doesn't exist anymore, that is basically formed by your
and that's
consumption
exactly,
of media.
That's the person we're talking. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
There is no like actual working class that you can point to.
It's all around you. Like, the thing is, it's all around you. All the people around you that work jobs so they can go to Walmart to buy their stuff for the week are the working class. And they're not like a bunch of like motorcycle riding. In fact, people that are actually riding motorcycles around are fucking rich ass old boomers. Like, that's not working class people aren't doing that.
The working class is walking to Dollar General in their pajama pants and flip flops.
Yeah.
if there's a, yeah, that, even then, like, I'm overgeneralizing because there's no unifying factor to the working class because this is America and everything has been deracinated. Everyone's been atomized and everyone has been chopped up into little manageable, diverse segments that can't be unified. That's like that's part of the American experience.
That's
now.
The goal of the American system is to do that. But I would say that what the working class is, if you have an idea of a traditional, like some blue collar guy who's a trucker or involved in some kind of extraction industry, that's an exceedingly rare thing, and you meet those people sometimes, but also whoever, like the guy that just lives next door to you and just works a job, he's also working class, even if he just wears jeans and a t-shirt or something like that. I don't know.
You should get fired and go on unemployment so you don't have to be one of these working class faggots anymore. That's a solution.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
You really want to be working class in America?
Here's my thing: is it the right? What my
become
point
homeless,
is, and our listeners understand.
We become the homeless class. We become a homeless Nazi warriors for national justice. Homeless justice now.
Well, I encourage everybody to start your own encampment.
You want to go live in the wilderness so bad? Like, why don't you go live in the wilderness in the city? Just like set up a tent.
Well, you know what's funny?
Imagine like all these. Imagine like owning. Like you could rule over like Fentanyl Island because you're the only one there that's not on Fent. You could just be in charge because you're the only one with your wits about you. Then you don't have to worry about the working class anymore. You don't have to worry about the working class wants or needs. You just have to worry about the junkie class.
I was talking about this with some people.
I'm just trying to waste time and ruin your day.
Well, no, I actually have things to say.
Though. Okay, I know.
I was saying that like the idea of like white people as being like too proud to like take a benefit or a handout or something like that is a very self-destructive meme. And the idea that and what we've actually done in our community is we've like totally inverted that, where people now brag about the benefits they get.
I've seen A-logs that have split off from our community, and they do this bullshit of like, hey, I can't take any state benefits. I work hard.
Okay, yeah, Republican.
You're a fucking chump. Like, yep. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I'm not denigrating anybody that actually does work hard because they don't have a choice. My thing is, like, everybody should get every single fucking penny that you can from Uncle Sam. If you don't, you're stupid. And if you have an ideological if you have an ideological reason not to, and even worse, if you pretend to have that ideological reason because you were actually tricked by people like Matt Walsh into thinking that that's what the blue-collar, working-class American who hates Bud Light is doing? No. No. You have been played. That is the purpose of Jewish conservative media, is to make you that guy. The guy who says, well, I work hard. I don't got no time for all this weird stuff you do, and I don't take no handout from the government. That is a fictional character invented by Jews in like the 1980s, sold to you, marketed to you, and told this is who you are. You need to be this person.
Hmm.
And that's where that comes from. There's nothing organic about any of it. The whole...
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month. Unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use e-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
The whole thing with conservatism is that it is fake, and you have to pay people to say things that are conservative because they just wouldn't on their own. mean, unless they're senile and watching Fox News all the time, then they'll just repeat what's on the TV.
Oh, my God. I got to get one of those pedal things. I want to work my legs with a motor.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, my God.
So, again, now, our A-logs are going to interpret this entire segment as an attack on white people. But that's because they don't actually know or are not willing to see what white people really are in this country. And I'm not saying what white people really are is terrible. What I'm saying is the reality is the reality.
The white working class with our rhetoric, it's very alienated. Mm. And we're going to fail as a result. Because we're supposed to appeal to those people who they really don't like them, of base welfare milkers that have their fudge rounds. And
the reason I don't try to appeal to that guy is because he doesn't exist. It's right. Honest, like, and if you're playing, and here's the thing, all the people that have become A-logs over the years, they're playing that character in their own mind. And that's just pathetic.
Because they want to hide in the woods. I mean, in the end of the day, it's just they want.
They want to hide
in the woods without the thought that I'm like making fun of them for doing that. Like, oh,
y'all don't spend enough time at the honky tonk. Otherwise, you would hear gentlemen discussing how much they hate welfare abuse by people who are overweight and obese.
Yes, that is the hot button issue amongst white people today. That is the hot button issue. And this is all the buzz and the chit chat. And certainly, if you were to go to said country honky tonk bar and ask them what they thought about like niggers and trannies, you would get nothing but somebody saying, "Well, as long as they aren't on welfare, I don't care." That's what these people would be saying. So, yeah, I mean, I think we've kind of beaten this horse into a red mist at this point, but like
I keep trying to I already wrote the note, I didn't get to say it yet, though. 30 fudge round magazines, that's what he's against.
Nice.
That's gonna encapsulate this entire segment, entire 42 minute segment, but that's the only note I took. I tried to say it a couple times in the discussion.
I was at the supermarket and I saw, you know how they have the impulse buy thing by the register?
Yeah,
they had those things that were like, they were like donuts, you know, they're, it's like, mm-hmm. Donuts.
Yeah, the small donuts.
I was like, bro, I'm about to go on a donuts offensive.
Have you seen what they've done with donuts?
Donuts? Dude, now, yeah, they're fucking shelling it every day. What the fuck?
Not the next.
Ukrainians can't. No. Oh, I was, that's the gag I was making.
They literally sell a full-size donut. It's just called a mega donut. It's like, no, that's a donut.
That's just a donut.
The donut is the small donut. If you're just selling a large size donut, it's just a normal donut. It's not a mega donut. I was like, oh my God. That was like the funniest thing I ever saw. I was like, that's marketing. That's why marketing should be illegal. Like, well, people really like the brand donut. Would they buy our donut if it wasn't branded with the donut branding?
I don't know if people do like donuts or not. It seems like just something that you buy.
I see them everywhere.
Like, that's like, that's,
I eat people donut from time to 3 and weigh 300 pounds. I love that stuff.
Well, if just I'm driving like donuts. If I'm driving like 6 hours someplace and I'm at the gas station and there's no, I'm in a food desert. Sometimes the only sustenance available is like, do you want a donut or do you want Cheetos? Like, I'll take the donut. I don't need all
that's
that sodium.
A tough one for me.
Yeah. So, but the mega donut. The MAGA donut, that would be a good one. Oh my God!
No, you're supposed to go Donald to the small town honky tonk and just eat the pretzels there.
Pretzels are a good opportunity.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Have you seen Donald Trump lately?
Yeah, he's been out there. He
just
been
looks terrible. He looks awful.
He's been indicted. I know that.
Yeah, they like the RICO indictment. That's always this is totally like. That's you just stumbled onto something. Someone mentioned the other day that like, so in Georgia there's like a RICO indictment against the entire Trump, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the campaign. It's like, I mean,
it's actually like retarded.
But it's like, are you literally still gearing up to vote for somebody in 2024 when you live in a banana republic that puts a RICO indictment that charges a campaign with being like basically an organized crime syndicate? Like, well, that's Donald what RICO Trump is like. RICO is not like RICO that. Is not supposed to stop a political campaign from campaigning. It's supposed to stop organized crime, cartel stuff, gang shit. Not like, but no, I just keep shouting about the 2020 election and how we're going to get them this time.
That RICO has always been bullshit and should have never been allowed to become.
I would be fine with something like that. But RICO, and again, the other thing is because what it allows is like this kind of dragnet Yeah. Kind of dragnet.
Well, what it allows is you get to say, well, I'm going to prosecute this guy, not what he did. I'm going to get this guy because I know he's up to no good.
Well, yeah, because he's associated with these other people. Like, that's the kind of shit they were always trying to do to us, and they would try to do to us. And the thing is, they never do it to niggers. Like, my thing is, like, all this, all these enhancements, all these, like, laws and shit that you have, if you're not putting black people in jail that violate the most basic of laws, then, like, you are obligated to throw that shit in the garbage. Until you put black killers in jail and stop, like, bonding them out to kill again, you don't get to access these other laws that you can do intricate prosecutions of political enemies with.
Now, to be fair here, I do recall Donald Trump saying he was going to lock somebody up when he got in office.
Yeah.
He made a threat and then, of course, didn't deliver. But now they're going to try to do the same thing.
Wow, Donald Trump didn't deliver on something? Holy shit.
Well, so he's actually out there making the same point that, like, this is now, like, a banana republic, third world country because of this.
It is.
But he's doing that, as part of his election campaign.
I know.
So it's like the contradiction is like.
Well, the thing is, yes, he is, but he's also, the other thing is that, like, they might actually put this guy in jail. But the thing is, it sucks, is, like, that indictment of Donald Trump is legitimately, it is bullshit. Like, they're basically saying that by him saying that the election was rigged, he's denying the right to vote to the population. I'm like,
what?
What? No, they're saying by creating an atmosphere, by making statements that, like, the election was rigged, this is like a denial of everybody's right to vote because they now don't feel like they can vote without, like, your right to vote, which is sort of like your right to believe they're basically making the idea, this is sort of funny because you could actually extrapolate from this, be like, you have a right to think that the system is completely on the up and up and there's nothing shady going on at all. Anybody telling you there's something shady going on and the system isn't on the up and up is denying you that right, and we're going to put them in jail.
That dovetails with what I was going to say about these libtards, because libtards, of course, like, celebrate.
Libtards, that logic would make sense.
Oh, my God.
Libtards are like, oh, yeah, he's been indicted. Ha ha, your candidate's been indicted. It's like, are you pretending that you don't live in a banana republic?
That was,
or
like,
are you actually just a banana republic enjoyer?
That was the longest trip to the bathroom ever, because everything you were saying I wanted to respond to, like, the problem is, like, the people that you're saying, if Donald Trump is saying that, like, you don't have, your right to vote was ruined by this, by stealing, like, but all of his supporters believe they have the right to vote. They all believe that the system still works because their solution to there being, like, unfair elections is to participate in the next election as hard as possible. So, like, just on his face, like, that's fair. Like, no one believes that they don't have the right to vote in America. No one actually believes the vote was fraudulent. They just don't like the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fake and it's so pathetic and so annoying.
Well, there are probably some people, like some senile people, that think that the vote was fake or whatever.
But they're going to vote. But they're going to vote. They're not going to walk away.
All those people that attacked us for, like, not jumping on election fraud bandwagon also do the bit of, like, wearing cowboy hats and pretending to be blue collar and stuff. There's a trend amongst our detractors, and that trend is that they like
being wrong about everything.
Right wing blue collar
really
country guy cosplay, and they want to just do that, and they don't want to actually do politics. Now, if Donald Trump was,
it's good that they don't want to do politics. They should allow someone else to do politics for them.
But they should then shut the fuck up.
Exactly. It's no. There's no shame in that.
But what they want to do, they want to be a part of this thing, and the main thing is, as we were saying, like, don't confuse, like, conservative move. Here's the thing. He's not. It's. I don't even. Stryker said, "Don't confuse conservative W's for white W's." I'm like, they're not even conservative W's though. Like, don't confuse the stuff that the conservative movement
L's
is astroturfing for anything.
I
anything
fell for
that's
this
related
scam
to
today.
White people. Don't mix that up. Don't mix up what the and I think, you know, our audience knows not to do this, but you're going to be interacting with people online that.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
will do this and will get mad at you when you tell them, like, no, that's just fake. And that's what the fight about Anthony Oliver is about. There's a and they're calling them conspiracy theorists. And the thing is, it's like everybody out there saying that that's a conspiracy theory, who is paying you to promote this fucking song? You know you were paid. You know that it's true. You're all liars. The whole thing is a setup.
That song couldn't possibly make it through the Van Allen belt. The radiation would just tear it apart.
It's true.
Right.
There were no planes in the... What's his name again? Olive Garden? James Olive Garden? What's his name?
Anthony Oliver or Oliver Anthony. I don't know which way it goes.
Anthony Olive Garden. That's the name of the show.
It's interesting that like right-wing populism is being increasingly injected with this kind of nonsense. Like, we're going to start complaining about the welfare state again? Really? Really?
Well, yeah, they're desperately trying to dial things like, back to like some kind of Reaganism, but they're also it is funny.
You complain about the welfare state because it's giving away too much. I complain about the welfare state because I'm not getting enough. We are not the same. You know?
Right.
Like, give me more welfare. Give me some.
Right. Like I said, in the TRS NJP community, the clout you get is like if you boast about like how you're not seeking welfare benefits from the government, like you will be laughed at and pointed and people will be like, LOL, look at this loser. What, you're not getting SNAP? What a fucking idiot. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like that scene in Fight Club about getting full corporate support. Like something proud of.
Yeah. No, you should get every dime out of Uncle Sam that you can. And you want to know what? I'll bet you I could go to rural towns across America, talk to the white people at the local honky-tonk, if it exists, and it say that exact thing, and they'd all be like, yeah, you're right.
The local I'll be honky-tonk. Like,
yeah, the government needs to
So that's the reality of rural America, is you don't go to the rural honky-tonk because they don't exist. You have to go to the College Board.
I was going to say, you go to the Dollar General, where they're like, I wish there was someplace else to shop.
No, you got to drive an hour, and eventually you'll reach a college town. You go to their bar. It's going to be full of liberals.
Liberals.
Or you go to the American Legion.
That's true.
I guess you could.
That's where you're going to find the closest, you know, that's where you're going to find people that aren't libtarded. Go to the American Legion, the VFW, or the American War Vets bar. That, you will, there will be no libtards there, I guarantee.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. But even then, if you were to say, yeah, everybody should just get every fucking dime that they can out of this corrupt fucking evil government. Like, we don't get enough welfare. They'd be like, yeah. And they'd all be bitching.
I'm still in here dying. Like fucking Matt Walsh and his blue collar bar. Like, go to any blue collar. Like, what? What the fuck are you talking about, Matt?
You know, it's all these things are constructs in his head.
Mm-hmm.
This is as fake as like the Barbie movie.
I went to the blue collar bar and Roger bought me a drink.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of thing. When you're kind of adjacent to characters like Roger, you are not in touch with like really anything. But I think Roger was actually kind of like just people were like, all right, this guy's getting embarrassing.
You want to watch something cool? You want to feel better?
Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad. I enjoy doing
it. I'm gonna just believe this screenshot.
I mean, the thing is, if there was a blue-collar bar, I'd be there right now, not on this here broadcast.
All right, this is in Long Island.
This guy looks like he's headed to a blue-collar bar.
I forgive you because of the lack of sexual dimorphism in niggers, but this is a Nugu. That's a girl.
That's
a Famali. Her it probably says Famali on her birth certificate.
Here she Famali.
She's waving a gun around in the intersection here.
This happens
with increasing frequency.
Where does this car think he's going to go?
Now she's going to shoot.
She pointed at her own head.
Do it.
For once. So like
the most base, the only base cop in America.
Yeah, you're getting a new job, cop.
Yo, that's crazy.
Oh God, we got like nigger reacts in the background.
That's crazy,
dude.
This racism will not stand, man. Huh?
Nigger reacts are you big? Oh, dude! Speaking of nigger
that's
reacts,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
You want to know what video had like a ton of nigger reacts where they were drives? Doing a bit like, yeah, you know, he right.
Oh yeah, of course, Oliver Olive Garden. Anthony.
Right. Mr. Olive Garden had like.
Anthony Lobster or Red Lobster.
What the fuck did I just see?
You saw a nigger.
You saw a bitch get hit by a truck. And you saw the end of a cop's career. Like you saw another
white man's life get destroyed.
You saw the beginning of a massive civil rights lawsuit because this happened in Long Island. It's over. Like it's never been so over. You think we're back, but it's just over.
You saw a white man actually trying to protect people, and now he's going to be destroyed.
He's just in the news. No, I look up news on Long Island.
It's Belmore,
it's
Long
about
Island.
Three dead whales.
Oh, there's one of them.
Yeah, they
well,
might
actually,
not
that
be
one wasn't very fat.
Because people are so sick. Even people
three
on
dead
Long
whales.
Island,
like, I guess that connects back to that Oliver Anthony song. They must have been eating fudge rounds or something.
Moments ago, law enforcement authorities responded to a situation where a 33-year-old African-American woman was in the middle of an intersection in Belmore, Long Island, New York, when she began to fire she fired shots.
Oh.
Using her semi-automatic handgun. I wonder if the gun was illegal. I wonder if I was going to check up on that. Then began waving her gun at people while putting the gun to her forehead. Nassau County Police... Oh, that's not even the good county. You're in real trouble now. Oh. Nassau County Police intervened using their police vehicle to stop... striking and incapacitating her as she was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Well, I mean, why not just finish her off?
That was a vehicular intervention.
Oh, and there's the Scott Adams giant coffee cup meme, like if only. Whatever. Ew. Oh, my God. Great work by police.
That reminds me of another nigger update here. Do you remember the Virginia teacher that was shot by the six-year-old?
Yeah, he was like, I shot that bitch or some shit, right?
Yeah, I got that bitch. Well, they've got charges against the mother. And I vividly remember the mom claiming that she had a trigger lock. And I was like, there's no way in hell this nigger had a trigger lock.
Oh, no. All right, Mike's got nigger reacts to Oliver Olive Garden.
Now, this is just one that came up. But, like, there are, if you look in the sidebar, at least on my sidebar on YouTube, there is an entire sidebar of these things. And I'm going to tell you something. Every one of these nigger channels was paid to do this.
By
the social media viral marketing.
There's
company,
no like
whatever.
There's no like organic monetization of your YouTube channel anymore. So that's absolutely
hold
no,
on
they
a
are
second.
Paid to do this. They were paid.
Do you remember though during the shooting case with this teacher, they claimed that the kid had some sort of like disability?
He's a nigger.
I just found out what they had diagnosed him with. Defiance disorder.
That's just being a nigger.
That just means
that's
like
literally
don't...
just being a fucking nigger.
Yeah.
Like this nigger doesn't listen. Like that's not a disorder. That's just
that's just a
nigger.
Just
it eventually
that's just how nature
shoot you.
Be.
Like there's no diagnosis. Like that person's just shitty and should like do what they're told, but it can't because it's a nigger.
Wait, there's more here. I missed this. Stipulation of facts also cite a report from Child Protective Services which indicated the child had played with a gun in his grandmother's house last year.
Because it doesn't matter how old you are in the black community. You're a gun wielding criminal.
He was 5 or playing with a gun in his grandma's house. CPS was involved in that case.
What was the resolution? Everything's fine.
Oh, I got something to say on this. So now there was that case then that happened a few weeks ago that people were passing around where it was like a 10-year-old shot like his 3-year-old brother and like both of them had drugs in their system or something like that. But then there was another case, and yes, I saw this. This is actually saw like a week ago. It was on Ock Nation. Where, a black kid, a 10-year-old black kid whose parents were separated, mm-hmm. for some reason he still knew his dad. He was staying with his dad. His dad brought him to a Juneteenth party at a DJ studio.
Oh, it's your first mistake.
And there was a 3-year-old there shot. There was guns lying around. A 3-year-old shot him and killed him. But he might have survived had the adult niggers in the studio not immediately, rather than getting medical help, started cleaning up the premises and like hiding the guns and all this shit, right? And so when I thought
He was killed by a 3-year-old?
Well, a 3-year-old shot a gun. Probably didn't know what he was doing, but yeah, there was guns around because they were in a rap studio making rap music. So there's a lot of guns around, a bunch of niggers. This 10-year-old kid is there with his dad who hangs out with these rap niggers. With guns everywhere. The 3-year-old gets his hands on a gun. Now, Ock Nation was saying they were probably playing with it. Like, yo, shorty. Yeah, hold this, shorty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at that young thug. Look at this little young thug. And then the kid, like, they shoot somebody. Ow, yeah. Hits this kid in the head. God. He's lying on the floor bleeding out. And of course, these niggers are so dumb. There's security cameras filming all of it. They start like stashing their guns away, hiding stuff.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
And not calling for help. And so the kid dies. And it just made me think, like, this is black people having each other's back, right? Like Montgomery Brawl people.
Mm-hmm.
Black people have each other's back, right? No. What really happens is these niggers stashed all their illegal guns and all their drugs and shit while a 10-year-old kid was lying on the floor bleeding to death. That's black people having each other's backs. So fuck you with your, again, your fantasy of what black people really are. That's actually even more of a fantasy than your fantasy about blue-collar white people, because you might have a few cases where there's an actual blue-collar white guy like that. But the fucking fantasy you people have about niggers is the most egregious. That, like, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote more realistic worlds. Like, you know, like, fucking, well, Jack Vance wrote more realistic worlds than the fantasy people have about niggers as like community minded like helper people with solidarity that get each other's back and stand up against injustice. No, fuck you.
Everything
what black people do is sit there while a 10-year-old kid bleeds out on the floor, hiding all the illegal shit that they've got, so they don't get in trouble. That's what black people really do.
Every opinion people
and you
form
know who knows this
fiction.
More than anybody
it's
is just, niggers themselves.
It's all myths and illusions. All this American political stuff. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's all myths. It's all distortion.
I mean, I guess what in Soviet Russia they had to pretend
have
that
these
they,
myths, you know, the, distortions there.
Yeah, the government was like. In good shape. Soviet economy is fine. They just pretend like that kind of nonsense. In the United States, they pretend that the blacks are people.
What makes you think the Soviet economy wasn't fine? What if that's just some shit they told us?
Could be. Who knows?
Well, they're actually doing the bit of like Russia's economy is in free fall right now, and it's
because they're not selling any Big Macs because it's Uncle Vanya now. It's like I just don't believe any of it. Like this is one thing I've learned is like I don't even believe anything that's ever been told to me by.
Well, here's what's
media.
Really funny. Is they're saying Russia is in trouble because their central bank just raised interest rates. And I was like, wait a second.
How many times have you raised our interest rate in the last couple of years?
Hold up. Yeah. Now, I actually think it was a bad move, but then they were also saying like it was really bad that the ruble was weak. And I was like, no, it's not. Not if you're an exporting nation. That's good. You're fucking raking in your own cash from
rubles.
Foreign
raking in rubles. Yeah. That was good when Reagan did it, wasn't it? Yeah. And Reagan.
The thing is,
Ronald Reagan got kickstarted the 80s economy. And raised the rates.
Well, it actually did though. But here's my you're talking about raising interest rates? Yeah, that's a funny thing. My thing is like if it's bad for a country to like devalue their currency, how come for fucking years all you heard was people bitching? You heard a lot of different things too, but if you were listening to this kind of stuff, you would hear politicians and big business people regularly complaining about China like artificially weakening their currency versus a dollar so their exports would operate more strongly in America. I'm like, no, that's. So sometimes governments do that as a matter of policy, and that's probably what Russia did.
It was like China was pegging their currency to our, like people
just,
in America was not into pegging.
Pegging it.
Like, I'm not into pegging. Stop. I don't want to be pegged by a Chinaman. Please, stop pegging me.
Yeah. All this pegging just makes me yawn.
I don't like being dominated by a Chinaman just pegging me, and I have no say in the matter.
Two currencies enter. Yuan leaves. Sorry, that was really fucking stupid.
That was really good.
Supposedly, that's not even what they're. That's like what they trade with other countries, but they call it something different in China. I don't fucking know how it works, but whatever. Yeah. So basically, one ruble is the equivalent of one penny now, and everyone's like making fun of Russia. I'm like, yeah, but here's what's happening: Russia is like raking in rubles because they're selling oil, and like people are giving them more rubles.
The 100 rubles to a dollar, was it? Well, I don't remember.
It's basically 100. It's 100 to 1.
It was like 80
when
the war started, right?
Which is actually very good for Russia.
It was 80 when it started or something, wasn't it? It was in the 80s.
It went down to like 150, and then they brought it back up to like 80. or vice versa, whatever, however you want to say it. But the thing is, they did that as like a political statement, a political own, like, we will strengthen our currency to show you we can do it. It wouldn't have been good for them long term to have a harder currency like that, because they're an exporting oil, particularly oil exporting nation. And that, and they had a budget deficit. So it's like, well, how do you solve your budget deficit? Well, you fucking, you artificially weaken your currency, sell a bunch of oil, rake in your own currency, and wow, budget deficit fucking solved. I mean, it's very simple shit.
Hit the bricks. But, yeah. So we're going to watch this react. I don't know.
We can watch it. I wasn't even really, I was more kind of interested in, can you see a sidebar on, can you like unfull screen the movie and look at a YouTube sidebar, or will that, or is yours like not? Because mine right now is nothing but nigger reacts to this video. I have like, and they keep coming. As I scroll, they just keep coming more and more. Oh, you don't have that?
All right, well, then
let's just watch it just to see. Just so you know, this is one of at least 100, if not more, videos like
this. I mean, there's a bunch like this, but I also have like Queensrÿche and Iron Maiden in my sidebar and Conan O'Brien.
Well, if
talking
it's not
about,
embarrassing, I mean, we could just show some of the.
That's kind of embarrassing.
It's not that embarrassing.
Oh.
And it's your boy, BJ. And we
back. It's your boy with no audio skills.
Shout out to everybody in the building.
Is her name Asia?
Yeah, Asia and BJ.
That's false advertising.
You look like a little Barbie doll today.
Do I?
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She looks like a little Barbie doll.
It's like Tar Baby.
That's a good thing, huh? That's a good thing.
Kind of broad-shouldered. Like, she looks like a fucking...
Yeah, she looks like a dude.
A fucking looks like a brown doll.
If you're black, just don't get tattoos. It doesn't work.
It's like Coco Beware.
That's a good thing. I'm trying to tell you, the real Barbie ain't got nothing on you.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. For God's sake.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Well, can we skip to when they're actually looking at this dumb song?
Okay. Well, yeah, y'all.
Bit of a tongue twister.
Nice. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, smash the notification bell so you don't miss any videos from Asia and BJ.
Thought I did skip to it.
Why would you want to watch more of these videos?
Oliver Anthony.
You're a nigga.
I've been selling my soul.
Oh, God.
Working all day. Overtime hours. For bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world.
What? In the Jew world.
With an whole
so easy.
Soul.
All right, let's like skip forward to when they react.
Rich man.
I've actually never heard the song before. This is my first go around.
It's
so
very,
I'm reacting.
It's very basic.
I can nigga react to it.
The rich man nigga reacts to it.
Yeah.
Or knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxed to no end.
Oh.
The rich man. The rich man.
I'm so disgusted with that.
Did they just hit the large hall preset on the EFX rack? Because that's what that is.
I just remember like when all the criticism.
He's outside, so he doesn't actually get a reverb effect.
I remember the criticism of Donald Trump was all he got done was the tax cut. And now the same people that made that criticism are rallying around this like song about taxes.
It's just so close yet so far. Dollar ain't shit, and they start talking about taxes. Like, no, dollar's not shit because of inflation.
His voice is hidden in it.
Man, that took me. Look, I got chills. Look. Look at that.
His voice is piercing, and I think what's more piercing are like the lyrics, the thing that he actually saying in the song too.
Dude, black people world, like
got an old soul.
Honestly,
he got an old soul.
Hold up. Anybody who seeks validation from black people approving of the shit you're doing, one, understand they're just being paid to say this. Two, like, why would you care what these people think?
People are retarded.
Ever? They are literally retarded.
It's just like the way they express themselves is so fucking. They just sound like retarded kindergartners.
Yeah, how many people go to work every day and feel like, you know, like what?
Well, not you.
Not you.
Even when they work overtime, it's still not enough. Like, especially with
oh my god.
Am I watching Idiocracy right now?
It's worse. I mean, Idiocracy is just Idiocracy was at least kind of amusing.
They go to work and they work overtime and then they still feel like they do not have enough money.
Welcome to YouTube. I love you.
Is it that people in Idiocracy were at least like good natured? In our country, everyone's dumb, but they're also shitty.
I like money too.
So welcome to YouTube. Right. I love you.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Now, in today's world, you go to level so low, work overtime. Remember at one point in time, we were even working and paying daycare and it was
remember when you was working and we just gave us a free place to live out in the backyard and they would feed us lobster all the time. If you got out of line, they whip your ass and then everybody was good. And then all those white folk couldn't work on the farm.
We were working all the time. Yeah,
Remember when our shit was all taken care of?
170 years ago.
Remember when people used to have labor unions, but they used people like us to break them up with ethnic diversity. Yeah.
Everybody. Remember when people used to live in cities and then they moved us into the cities and everybody ran away from their jobs and shit.
Basically going to daycare. It was I was going to work to pay the daycare. And then
let's try another one. Enough. Let's sample another one. I'm done with this one. I want to see if there's a different type of nigga doing this.
There's so many videos. America's such a twisted country. The nigger react is something you want to consume.
Your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Pounds are rich, know what you think. Wanna know what
lip gloss does she have?
She's got all gloss. She's got a layer of varnish on her.
What you do, and then
big ass shiny nose.
Thank you, no.
Hi, guys. So someone actually sent the link to this video for me to check out, and I'm more than excited to be doing this reaction with you guys. And this video is for only.
But is she Anthony? In Nigeria doing this?
All these niggas here, they really think it's the Olive Garden.
She's also confessing that she was basically paid to do this. Hold up.
No, all these niggas are flocking to because they thought it was Olive Garden. That's where they like to go. I'll do a video about Olive Garden react. Oh, Oliver Anthony? What is that?
This man.
Dude, I would much rather consume Olive Garden than Oliver Anthony.
Endless
I'm
breadsticks
sorry.
Instead of just endless Cokes. Dude.
bottomless. At least I get a bottomless salad instead of bottomless bit of despair.
Yeah, I don't have bottomless capacity for self-denial.
Curious to know what this video is all about, guys. But if you're new to the channel, please make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into today's reaction.
I've been selling my soul, working all day,
for sure. I love
overtime hours. Bullshit pay, so I can sit
can we get
here
Mrs. Gupta reacting to this?
I just want to die.
This is what this feels like.
Somebody,
Mrs. Gupta.
I should do a video edit where it's they take his audio out and she makes faces over 0 days or something.
My life away.
That'd be funny.
Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
Watch her ugly ass ape face become emotional.
People like you.
She was talking.
I'm not even prepared for this. This is hard reality. This reality slaps really hard for me, guys. This brother is feeling fat. He's saying,
Is she reading from a script?
I don't know. She's just, I don't know. She has terrible audio. I can't stand, I can't really understand her.
I don't, this is okay, actually so not what I was, I was expecting like actually like some kind of American nigger.
I said nigger like reacts, not Nigerian reacts.
Not Nigerian reacts. Like remember, there's an E-N.
All right. Niger. I love this kind of music. This is what country music really sounds like, by the way.
Mom's a hoe.
Let's see. How do we get?
Yeah, look at all this shit. Like, don't.
Not really.
Okay, this is more what I was hoping for. Don't really know who this is more the kind of thing I was looking for. Richmond, north of Richmond. This is like the Nick Fuentes fan base right here.
We got Cheese, Oliver. I know you're new here, you know, but we got rules on this channel, you know. First impression is everything. You're either gonna make it and stay, or you're gonna get your ass out. So, I'm hoping this is a banger. I've been seeing a lot of people react to this. This shit is trending.
Does he have like an industrial-sized
right
air handler, like just humming in the background? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
In Houston. It doesn't. It's just
Cartier.
Are they inside a factory ventilation system?
I'm waiting for the beep.
This shit jumping all over the ad, bro. And we keep seeing it, so we gotta hit it, bro. We want to watch it. Why not watch it with y'all? Oliver Anthony, let's get it.
It must be good.
I'm hoping.
It gotta be.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours.
This nigga head and beard, two different colors.
That was actually my first react. It's like, why is his beard redder than his hair?
I see this phenotype in Virginia a lot, though. Like, it's the sort of Scots Irish thing. I've worked with people who look just like that.
So you said that.
I just noticed.
I noticed his lyrics. He said, I felt that shit daily. I've been working, fam.
Let's get it.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
Shit, fam.
I know where you going.
I
ain't gonna lie, that's a 10 off rip.
I'm here with you, buddy.
Now I'm on board. Now I like it. They're selling it for me.
I'm here with you, buddy. I'm telling you, I gotta go put my 8 hours in at the 9 to 5. Then I gotta go put my hours in at the college. I gotta put my hours in on the tow. Got a pair, fam.
Well, you can put your hours in on a boat back to Africa and not have to worry about any of that shit, nigger.
Yeah,
imagine that.
Like, look at all these opportunities.
It's like
you
that would actually solve part of both.
I'm constantly busy.
That would solve both problems. It's like Olive Garden. Anthony he'd probably have a better job if niggers weren't around. He'd have better educational opportunities, and you'd be back to Africa. Well, you wouldn't have to do a white man college and 9 to 5. You could be necklacing people with tires on fire. You could just be raping women. You could be. There's no condemnation for like father and children over there and just abandoning them. You can just live
like
your
bug blacks though. Like they're like bug blacks that are playing like some kind of hood rat.
Yeah.
Like they're also doing something fake. But,
did you start class already?
Got 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Got 2 weeks, buddy. Starting the class program. That shit finna be. I know med school started already.
This nigger's in an MBA program.
Medical school.
I'm an entrepreneur. Just sell drugs. Jesus Christ. You don't need to fucking...
What you're going to be doing anyway.
It's here, bro.
Enterprising and shit.
I'm already knowing. I just didn't know. I didn't know different subjects started at different times.
I didn't know that either.
What?
Wait. What did he say?
He didn't know different subjects started at different times.
Yeah, we probably went to different schools, too. I'm going to a different...
She go to OU, yeah.
Yeah. Hell no.
I like how these niggas can't even stay on topic.
No. Well...
Like, that's actually really, this is like the most,
discovered.
This is like more authentic than like anything else.
Complaining about fall class.
This is like our context, our content. It's like off topic, bitching about real life. They're just doing like slice of life right now.
For bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away.
Didn't they do that already?
Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
Just
wake up and not be true, but it is.
Oh,
it is.
It is.
I was just trying to help them enjoy it.
With an old soul, these rich men know the rich men. Lord knows it all. Just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do.
Bro, he's yeah, he's going stupid, but why do I get the vibe that rich man north of Richmond finna cause some controversy over this song?
Finna. I didn't remember nigger said finna out loud.
He doesn't say Jew?
About nothing.
I don't think he, thinking that, like, he's talking about niggers or something. I don't think these niggers, bro. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Not everybody OTB out the bottom, you feel me?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Because when niggers call out, like, places, it starts, like, a beef where, like, multiple people get killed.
Okay, yeah.
So he's like, oh, shit, he named, like, a place, dude, this finished stuff. But it did start some... Here's the actual thing. Here's what's funny. It really didn't start a controversy. Like, libtards have not said anything about this song other than to say there's this song that right-wingers keep talking about. Like, I have not seen really any libtard reacts to this song at all.
One of the libtard reacts I have seen today is that it's fatphobic.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is, though. Like, that's the libtard has a better grasp of things. Like, this song is doing body shaming. Yeah.
It's like...
because it's doing body shaming in place of actual
politics.
Now
we've completely depoliticized.
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Any content in this song by making it all catchy.
It was always depoliticized. I mean, it's not a political song.
Right.
Looking for, I don't see any, all the reacts I'm seeing are just, there's just the conservative influencers pushing it.
Oh, really? Because I've just got nothing but shit.
It's kind of funny, the idea, though, that, like these fat cats in Nova, they're going to go down to Farmville, and they're going to, like, shoot this guy up to, like, with the fucking box or something.
This for the women who birthed all, daughters and sons and they nurse all of our family while we are traveling, trying to get paychecks and work hard.
You forgot the beat.
I don't know how much longer I can take this. Only looks like I got half of my paycheck. How can I explain this all to a baby? I know I'll read it, the statement you gave me. Dear Mr. Lot, know you've been working daily around the clock. Gotta provide for the family you got. But you laid off, sincerely your boss, I'm sorry. Isn't that sounding outrageous? How about you go home and say that? Go to your daughter and tell her you broke. Cause when your boss would give you some change, you would take it. I am not one to just take it. I am not one to be lazy.
This is literally
when
the
I get up with Daisy.
And
I am just one my payment.
Like,
Lord, it's a damn shame.
Oh, man. That was actually better than the original. Good job, Marine Rapper.
That guy also sounded like he just got
that actually
the book from Nigeria.
That sounded more authentic, except for the fact
he's
like lying about
like
working.
Any other rapper, but he's like the black version of the AIDS. Like, he's like, let me. He's like the literally the black version of the same guy.
It says Marine Rapper. I don't think he means he's like sails on the ocean. I think he's a he meant the U.S. Marine. Mariner. His name is like U.S. Marine Hyde. I don't remember that name. Well, let's take a break.
I've got nothing but like nigger reacts in my side, but there's so many. Here's like an educated or like a curious. This nigger is doing like I'm curious about things. Let's see this. We can do more of these.
Joe Rogan has been sharing this around, so of course he has.
I mean, it's time
well, because Joe Rogan, if anything, reeks of authenticity. It's the Joe Rogan show.
Right.
Has Oliver Anthony tried DMT? Anthony Oliver, Oliver Anthony.
Oh, this one should be funny. This one should be pretty funny.
Here's a good little headline here. This is from Variety. Oliver Anthony's Richmond, north of Richmond, is an instant smash among conservatives, while progressives wonder if he's a plant.
It's not actually just progressives. It's basically like anybody.
Like a cannabis plant?
Anybody who...
He does sing about cannabis, by the way. I listened to some of his other songs. He does sing about growing weed.
So before we go to break, I guess we'll play this nigger for a minute. That's some big teeth. God.
It's country. I'm not even a big country person, but yet this sounds so good to me. I mean, just you could tell he tired. He is done. He said, listen, I'm tired of this shit, okay? I'm tired of you, Richmond, north of Richmond. coming doing all this stuff, y'all.
Even the nigger's kind of confused by that. He's like, why only there, though?
He's fed up. Trying to tell us what to do and all this stuff.
This
man
tell me this
is singing from pain. I know. I feel what you saying here. I feel what you saying, bro.
It's like every Telegram channel. It's the same level of discourse.
I feel what you're saying, bro.
No, it is. It is. It is. It is. Like, okay. Here's my thing. Like, those, like, again, we're not even, like, feuding with anybody. I've just seen that there was actually, like, Stryker put out the thing about how this was, in fact, like, a fake thing. It was all staged. And, like, they're apparently, the people that A-log us, like, went into overdrive immediately on it about how we hate white people, working class, whatever.
No, we hate gay ops.
Well, he is objectively what you would classically call an industry plant. That's what these so-called progressives are homing in on.
No, they're not wrong. It's true.
It's just based on, like, where's the
It is true. Here? And the fact, the way that conservatives are carrying on social media and the fact that they had this that they have certain companies that are basically corralling all of these conservative personalities and paying them to promote narratives, and they're not disclosing that they are being paid to promote these narratives, and sometimes even candidates, which is potentially illegal. There's been a number of articles about this coming out in liberal papers about the way that these conservatives are conducting themselves, saying it's actually, of course, now for them, there's a partisan reason behind it, because stuff like that probably goes on in their circles too, but you know, you will actually get an authentic libtard, but there's no such thing as an authentic conservative. It's a completely contrived thing, and nobody promotes conservatism unless they're paid to do it. So there's like you know, it's like, it is true that the entire conservative social media ecosystem is fake and is being promoted by a few companies, and so they've exposed this. Now, it's not going to make it stop, because
because this like industry plant thing, like taking advantage of social media, TikTok, YouTube, whatever, that's pretty common, and there is a lot of commentary on people doing exactly
everybody's
what's
doing it, right? But like, that's just why I'm telling you, there's nothing authentic.
This is kind of funny.
And things that go viral are those are the result of marketing camp. Like, there are companies specialize in making this happen now, and so nothing that goes viral doesn't go through one of these companies. Like,
the
things
Richmond
that go viral are fake.
Video hosted not on his own YouTube page, but that of a site that promises real music, real people, real culture. I've misspelled culture here. Has racked up 12 million views in 6 days. Right. Yeah, this is just plant behavior here, like industry plant type stuff, because it's not even it didn't even rack up those views on YouTube. This is like on that site run by the guy you're talking about.
Right. It's time to
wrapping it up this hour.
We'll be back in a few. Hopefully, there's something else to talk about.
Varnished suit candles.
The whole thing is so triggering now. It's like all I want to talk about. I just want to keep yelling.
No, it's fun. I don't know. I mean, we just remember, like, we are actually we're the only authentic thing on the internet.
That's true.
We are the only authentic grassroots show.
I think
on
I'm most
internet.
Triggered by, like, Matt Walsh talking about how authentic it is that he's playing outside, but meanwhile
his vocals are being run
through obvious EFX with all that verb. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that made me, well, not even that, just
sounds
I didn't
like
even think about the production. I was just thinking about the whole thing of it, Matt Walsh knowing that it's fake and be like, this is like the authentic, you know, person, you know, raceless American person. Anyway,
Raceless. So, he's completely beaten down with no hope. He's got a straw man that he's yelling at about it, that he's blaming, that's not real. It's totally kosher. And
let's take a break at the honky tonk.
You're listening to TDS on the right stuff.
Doc Biz.